Welcome back, my creative nerds. I'm excited to be back. Glad to have you here with me. This is the last day of 2023, and I thought I'd pop back on here. It's been a minute, and I would catch up with you creative nerds, and I would share some final thoughts. I actually have five final thoughts of the year that I have, that I share, that I want to bring from other people to you. And I've been thinking a lot over the last little bit. I know it's been a long time since I've posted this podcast, but we're coming back, baby. We've been doing so many different things this year. It's been such a fun 2023. It's been a lot of learning. It's been a lot of hosting and testing and trying stuff out. So if you have followed along on the journey, you know that we have acquired a little bit of a studio. And we've been doing a lot of testing in that studio. It's been a lot of fun. We've hosted things from a No Words karaoke stream. We've hosted a cursed cooking stream, a big wintry collab stream, all of that encompassing like 20 different people kind of coming through the studio doing different streams. And it's been a lot of fun. We've also, hopefully you've been able to catch up and see the Great Creative Debate. That's a brand new show that I've been hosting, and we've had 3 episodes so far, and we have 12 more episodes coming in the new year, I'm hoping for anyway. And we've hosted workshops and podcasts and videos and photo shoots, and it's been such a fun time seeing a number of people kind of coming through the studio, and that's kind of where the focus has been for the last little while. Which led to podcast taking a little bit of a back seat as I kind of went down that rabbit hole of live streams and setting up the studio a little bit. So, but now we're back, baby. We're back, and I'm setting off here. We've got a ton of episodes coming up in the new year. I think we're gonna have one every second Monday. There's going to be either a guest or a solo episode on every single second Monday coming up in 2024. So it's shaping up to be pretty good. But let's just jump right into the 5 final thoughts of 2023. I hope you guys have been having an amazing year. I hope that you guys are preparing for an awesome, an even better 2024. And I hope that maybe some of these things that are coming through will be able to inspire you. And I've my little list here, I want to start off with this note from Rich Roll.
If you're stuck, if you're struggling, if you're being dismantled, if you feel like your life is getting pulled out from underneath you, I say congratulations. Like, what a fucking opportunity that is. You are being given an opportunity to look at yourself and reconstruct your life from the ground up. Not everybody gets that opportunity, and it holds the potential energy to create something entirely new if you're willing to respect it and give it the attention it deserves. When you're in that place, it can feel like you're going to be there forever, but if you devote yourself to that path of self-understanding and you respect the struggle, I'm convinced that no problem is unsolvable, because I've seen thousands of lives transformed.
If you don't listen to Rich Roll, he has an amazing podcast. He's an ultra marathoner, a sprinter, a runner, but had a very different background for a while, and has pushed himself through that already. And I really do encourage you to go and listen to his podcast and to check out some of his stuff. I think exactly what Rich is talking about. We've been struggling, and everybody knows we've had a crazy 2019, 2020, 21, and 22, 23. I think it's time now that we start coming out of 2024 here a little bit better. And I think part of that is understanding that if you're struggling, that's great. I think you have no light if you have no dark. And now it's time to sit in that dark, embrace that dark, and then let's bust through. Let's find that light. Let's find the strength, whatever's been coming out of our struggles. Let's find those lessons, put those lessons to good use so that we can move on to bigger, better things. And if you're having any kind of thoughts or ideas and you need perhaps a flashlight or a kick in the pants to get towards the light, you always know, hit up domorecoolshit.com, drop me a note there, and I am more than happy to have a conversation with you about that. But let's move on. Point number 2 comes from obviously a very well-known character And well, let's just play the clip. You'll know who he is.
And yet, it was our love of acting, performing, of plays, scripts, texts, being in front of an audience, which never scared me ever at all. And there was a reason for this. One of my first attractions to acting was that I could forget about Patrick Stewart.
Right. That was my next question. How much of this, aside from finding like-minded people in this tribe of young artists, how much of it was an escape from your own life or the opportunity to step outside who you were and just become somebody altogether different as a defense mechanism and not having to deal with whatever pain is kind of lingering in your subconscious?
You explain it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it was. To not be Patrick Stewart, if only for a few hours a week, was such a relief. To explore being someone other than myself with a different background. I mean, the first role that I played...
So that was Patrick Stewart, and I don't know if you could tell, but he was on the Rich Roll podcast. Sir Patrick Stewart, obviously an incredibly world-renowned actor, and also, well, both in movies and in theater as well. But I think as I was listening to that episode, I thought, oh, man, I think that's something that I that kind of comes after number one and also something that comes into thought number two is to explore. Explore different versions of yourself. I love that idea that Sir Patrick Stewart is saying that he used acting to forget about himself a little bit. And I think we need to do a little bit more of that. And I think especially as we get into 2024, to allow ourselves to explore who we are, to explore a little bit more of... To bust out of the routine. I think that was the main point I took away. So point number two for me is to explore, to bust out of a routine, to try something new, to do something new. To maybe this is the year where you start writing in a journal. Maybe this is the year where you take walks on a daily in the morning or in the evening. If you're a morning person, stay up a little bit later. If you're a later person, a night person, wake up early. Like try, bust something, do something, bust the mold a little bit. Maybe even just give it a little crack. You don't need to necessarily like bust it wide open. But I think it's really, really important that we keep challenging ourselves. And I think that's what part of number two and part of what Sir Patrick Stewart was talking about was that our ability to forget who we are in the routine that we're in. And I think we've probably been in a routine for a very long time. Even the best of us have been in a routine for a very long time that needs a small little push, a small crack so that the light can come through. And that's why I think number two of exploring and pushing yourself is going to go right along with if you're struggling, that's great. If you're struggling and you're in that darkness, find that extra little thing that's going to allow you to change course just a little tiny bit. All right, number three, final thoughts of the day, final thoughts of 2023. This is my number three. Take care of your behavior. And this one comes from Craig Ferguson, who I absolutely adore. I miss Craig Ferguson being online. And or being on TV and being able to see him. And anyway, I'm going to let his words speak for themselves.
Have less in the way of expectations about your behavior. It's not really your behavior that's the problem. It's mine that's the problem. That's the thing that I can take care of. So I can take care of my behavior. I can't really do anything about yours. Other than if I don't like it, I can remove myself from it. That's about it.
And that's it. It's all about changing to changing our expectations of other people around us. And I think... all of this works in together. Number three, take care of your own behaviors. If something isn't going right in your life, if people aren't going right in your life, if your job's not going right in your life, if something's not happening, then it's the only thing we can control really is our behavior, our mindset, our ability to move forward, our ability to do something. You can't comment on anybody else's behavior. You can't say, oh, the job's not paying me this. This isn't happening. This, if you start saying this is happening to me, man, you're already defeated. So I think number three for me is take care of your behaviors and to really make this the year that you think, okay, I'm in control of me And what can I do to help me move forward? So that's number three, take care of your behaviors. Number four, I think piggybacks on this extremely well. And this comes from actually two different people. The first one is Steve Harvey. You will have known Steve Harvey from all over the place on TV. He's got a TV show, a talk show that I think is worthwhile taking at least a little look into every once in a while. But this is Steve Harvey for my number four.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from your family members that ain't ever opened a business. Get away from your family members that ain't ever followed their dream. Get away from your family members that ain't never been nowhere but to the family reunion. Get away from them. Get away from them. I had to do it. When I told everybody I was getting into comedy, man, oh, Lord have mercy. You can't get into comedy. You ain't even funny. How you gonna make money telling jokes? Now, in the beginning, it looked like they was right, but I never gave up.
That last part, that's the part that I friggin' love. It looked like they were right, but I never gave up. And I think that's so, so important, is that you just get rid of all the negative in your life. And I think that goes back to number three. So number four is get away from the negative. Get away from it. It's really hard. I know it is. I know it is. If you've got people in your life that are close to you, if you've got friends that are in your life that have been in your life for a long time, if you've got family members in your life, it doesn't matter. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter if they're negative in your life, and negative in any particular way. If you're bringing sunshine and they're bringing the clouds, you got to push those clouds away. I know it's really hard. I know it's not easy, but you got to do it. And you got to find the other sunshines. You got to find the other people that are out there having sunshine around them. You got to find the people that do exactly what Andre talked about here. So this is Andre DeShields, and this goes exactly with number four. So get away from the negative and do this.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming.
If you're not seeing people looking at you as a victor, as a winner, you need to find those people, and they're all out there. We've talked about this a million times, and I don't think anybody's ever been successful at anything they're ever doing, especially in the creative world, especially in the creative world. And if you're listening to this and you're in the creative world, you need to find your people. You need to find those people who are going to light up when they see you, and they're going to push you forward. It's the only way it works. And that was from Andre DeShields. Andre DeShields, also an amazing actor in many different theater productions. Definitely a man of wise words, for sure. But that's number four, is get away from negative, but also find your positive. And I think those two things, I couldn't separate those two things, because I don't think you can find your people and find your positive without getting rid of the negative. And the negative is so strong. We all want to find the negative. We're always constantly talking about it. The news is full of it. I have so many people in my life that watch the news relentlessly and then tell me all the bad shit that's happening. I know the bad shit that's happening. I watch it. I look at it. You don't need to spend 4 hours a day looking at it. You don't need to spend your whole day. CNN does not have to be on the TV all day long. You can grab the headlines. You can understand it. If you want to dive a little bit deeper, that's fine. But be mindful of how that's affecting you as a human being. Be mindful of how that's affecting your creativity, your positivity. If you're filling your life with darkness, your life is going to be filled with darkness. Like this, it's just that simple. You know, if you need to go and find the light, find the striving light. I know there's a lot of suffering and stuff happening out there, but again, I think it's control of your behaviors that you can do and put more good into the world. And if we all focused on putting more good into the world, this is a thought for 2023, but this is a thought for 2022, 21, 20. This is a thought for all of time. This has to be my number four thought of being getting away from the negative. And I don't care who it is. You got to push them out. You got to push them out. You got to turn off that TV. You got to put down that newspaper. Get rid of your newspaper subscription if it's only filling you with bad stuff. If you're finding the comic section and you love it, then that's great. Fill your boots. Get your comics. Get your newspaper. Pull out the comics. Have a laugh. Burn the paper or recycle it, I guess, is the better thing to do these days. But just fill your life with positive, whatever that is. And again, if you need help figuring that out, do more coolshit.com. go check it out, drop me a note, tell me what you're working on, tell me who you need to connect with, and I probably know someone, or we're going to find someone. You know, if you need help finding your people, which it can be hard to do, but here's your lifeline. Reach out, send a note, drop me a note anywhere on any socials, on the website, through email at all. Just send me a note. Okay, and then we're going to wrap things up here. This is something, a piece of advice that I love the most, probably as we keep building and growing, and especially in the creative industry, as we grow, I think we have this inflated idea of how things should run or how things should work. And Casey Neistat, who I've definitely featured on the program before, is going to say some words of wisdom here that I think is really, really important.
I don't even have like an office helper. I have no one. So I do everything when it comes to like mopping the floors and taking out my trash bags at the end of the day, to holding the camera, doing all the cinematography, doing all the writing, doing all the editing, changing lenses. Every aspect of the production I do myself. And I love it. Like, it's my favorite part is the doing. When I see these big sets, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 people in this room to make this video right now. You're very lovely people. But it's like it's a lot of management. It's a lot of thinking. I just want to be like that painter in his studio painting the canvas by himself. I just don't know how to paint, so I use cameras and my like MacBook.
Keep things simple. I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to build stuff up, to grow stuff. What's your next step? What's your next thing? How are you going to build it? And I think we overcomplicate things to the point, and I'm definitely guilty of this, of thinking that you need the extra camera, a different microphone, or whatever it is. And it's like, get rid of all of that. You know, one of my proudest moments this year was just launching the new Mortal Cool Shit website. Relaunching. Yeah, I redesigned it. Oh my God. Yeah. Thanks for coming along the journey as I remember what happened this year. But yeah, I redesigned the Do More Cool Shit website myself. And as I was sitting there, and man, it took me so long to like think about like how I was going to do this, who I was going to hire, how much it was going to cost, all this stuff. And I was thinking and doing and blah, blah. And one of the best things that ever came to me was just like, oh, you know what? Do More Cool Shit is kind of about just getting shit done, isn't it? And if you go there, you're going to see the design. So it was very simple. I narrowed it down to a little photo shoot with a bunch of crumpled up paper. And I had out different camera lights and I've got all kinds of cameras and lenses and things. And I was making this post, and then I had to bring that into Photoshop, and I was going to Photoshop out the backgrounds and do this and that and the other thing. Man, what a lot of work and what a waste of time, really. Sometimes exploring that stuff is interesting, but I just wanted to get it done. I needed to get it out there so I could move on to the next thing. And that's one of the things that's held back me in 2022, was that I've been overthinking some things. And I love that Casey was just like, yeah, you just got to do the work. You just got to put it down. So what I ended up doing was taking my cell phone and those crumpled pieces of paper and putting it on a table beside a window. There was no light, no nothing. Took those snapshots because I want to be able to update that, move that forward. And once I did that, I was like, oh, what a weight lifted off. What's the thing that you can repeat? What's the thing that you can do simply? What's something that you can cut out of your life that is very complicated? What's a way of doing something that isn't going to be perfect? I definitely have signs all over this place that talk about done is better than perfect in one form or another. And I think that's for me, that's number 5, is keep things simple. You just have to keep things simple. As we move forward, especially in the creative world where it's like we're really, really trying to make things perfect, and they never will be. You know, I just did an interview with someone for the podcast that's going to come out in the new year, and we were talking about how they made 100 episodes already for YouTube and how they're still a baby, you know, in YouTube video land. It's like, yeah, I've made 100 episodes or I've made 100 videos, but I'm still a baby, and things... I'm still learning, you know, and it's like, that's not even a video. It's not even a video a day, you know, and there's so many more lessons to be learned from that. And it was like, how can I simplify that process to just make more, you know? Consistency, super key. And the way to be consistent, especially in the creative world, is to just keep things simple so that you can have a routine, that you can kind of just sit down and do the thing immediately, that you can, your paintbrushes are always ready. And that's one thing for me, is setting up your space. So as you move into 2024, And if whenever you're listening to this, I want you to sit around in whatever creative space you're in, and I want you to look at, is it conducive to making you just create? Is the soundboard there and on and in arm's length? Are the cables managed so that you don't have to untangle shit to move it up? Is there a microphone handy? Is there a camera ready? Do you need a dummy battery so that you're not recharging your battery? You sit down. How many times or how many creators have sat down and thought, oh, is my camera charged? Well, no, don't think about that. Get yourself a dummy battery. Plug it in. Get it on a stand and just fucking shoot. You know, get your paintbrushes ready. Get everything ready in your space so that you can create as much as you want to this year. You know, and again, I'm going to say it again. If you need help talking through some of that stuff, simplifying your processes, I'm here, and there's a wealth of other people that are here. Go to domorecoolshit.com. Drop me a note. Tell me what you're working on. Tell me what's in your way. Tell me the barrier that's in your way. You know, and I want to be able to help remove those barriers in so many different ways. So anyway, this is the end of the year. I'm wishing everybody an amazing opportunity to move into 2024, do super, super well. And my top five things, I just want to reiterate them again. If you're struggling, I think that's fucking great. Just like Rich Roll said, embrace that darkness so you can find that light. Embrace whatever lessons you're taking from the darkness. Life comes in ups and downs, and that's okay. It's totally okay. In fact, I think it is exactly what Rich said. There are so many lessons to be learned in that world. I think number two then is explore. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Put yourself, like, try new things. Comes from Sir Patrick Stewart. Number two, explore, break habits, do something new. Number three, take care of your behaviors, only your behaviors. That's the only thing really in the whole world that we can control is our behaviors. That's it. That's all we got. We got how we can control ourselves. If you are feeling like something isn't working, if something's bad, it's only up to you to change it. We can reach out for help. We can find other people to help, but you can never fully rely on someone else. It's only our behaviors, and we cannot focus on other things that are happening to us. We can only react, and we can only focus on how our behavior is or how we act. We can never focus on how other people are going to react. We can only focus on how we're going to act. Number four is find your people, get away from the negative. Those go hand in hand. Find your positivity, cut out the negativity. Dump it. Dump as much negativity out of your life as you can, because it just sucks you down, man. And I love that Steve Harvey talks about that at the very end when he says, you know, it didn't look like it was going to happen, and then it did. And it's like that motivation to just keep pushing forward, to find those positive things in your life that are going to move you forward. And I love when Andre DeShields, in those very few words, says, just find the people that are going to light up when you walk in the room. You'll know it. You see it right away. It can be a virtual room, can be a physical room, but you got to fill it up with good, positive energy. Fill up your whole year with it. And I guarantee you, in 2024, if you keep some little book of positive interactions versus negative interactions, and if those positive interactions far outweigh those negative interactions, you're going to have a much better year. In fact, that is a challenge to you. Get out a sheet of paper, start a little book, tick something positive. If it's positive in your life, tick it. If it's a negative experience, make an X, whatever, and do that for a month. Do that for January. And I guarantee you, if you can, by the end of the year, fill up more checks than X's, you're going to be doing really great. And every month, just challenge yourself. Did this fill my positive cup, or did it fill my negative cup? And if it's a negative cup, I want you to throw it out the window. And then number five is just keep things simple so that we can get shit done. Don't overcomplicate things. I love where Casey Neistat is always talking about, you know, I think sometimes we can be overwhelmed by that, but sometimes, and also we know that we're not producing the amount of work, or we compare ourselves to other people and we say, oh, but this person has this, that, and the other thing, and they've got a team, and what if I make all these videos, but like, yeah, but that guy makes 30 videos, yeah, but that guy's got a team, and he didn't start like that. Nothing started like that. So it's like, keep yourself simple so you can just start, keep making shit. Okay, I challenge you, Number five, keep things super simple so you can just make more creative shit out in the world. It does not have to be perfect. All right, those are my top five. I had a little help from some friends. Being able to just be able to play some of those clips is always a joy. I love keeping that folder for you guys. I love having that in my life. And I hope that you guys are enjoying it too. But Do More Cool Shit, the podcast, is coming back. We're back regularly programmed. Every second Monday, there's either going to be a solo episode or a guest episode. I've already got the guests that are coming in. It's going to be amazing. I've got a super good lineup, a mix of artists and creatives and musicians and skateboarders and YouTubers and all kinds of stuff. So I hope you stick around for that journey. I'm going to have so many more amazing conversations. I'm looking forward to 2024 because I'm going to learn so much more shit and just hear so many more stories, which definitely always goes in the positive column for me. And then if you're sticking around and you've made it all the way to this end, January 6th, I'm doing a live stream. If you're a creator, if you're a creative, if you're a streamer, if you're anybody at all that wants to create, I'm doing a creator check-in. It's going to be a new episode, a new show kind of thing that we're doing. If you're hanging around and you want to be in a room full of positive folks talking about the ups and downs, and negatives and not so great, and the positives, come check that live stream out. It's going to be twitch.tv/domorecoolstuff. It has to be stuff because someone was mad that I said shit. Anyway, but here I get to say it as much as I want. So I am so grateful that you guys are here with me. I appreciate each and every one of you for giving me the listen. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that I'm back. And I look forward to 2024, and I wish you nothing but the best in 2024.